On her very first day cleaning a millionaire's house, a black housemaid saw something that changed her life forever. The enormous living room was filled with shelves packed tight with books. She couldn't hold back her curiosity and asked the owner a simple question.
Did you read all these books?
Most of them. Why?
His answer made her realize something powerful. Knowledge could truly change a person's destiny. That night, when she got home, she turned off the television. She sat down and made a learning plan for her children. She told them they had to finish 2 books every week, and on weekends they needed to write a report about what they had read.
If you use that time to develop your God-given gifts, wouldn't be long before folks was watching you on TV.
Those words sank deep into her son's heart. From then on, a boy named Carson studied late into the night, but even with all his effort, he was still at the bottom of the class. When his teacher asked how many questions he had answered correctly on the exam, he whispered, "None." The classroom erupted with laughter. Carson lowered his head in shame. Every day after school, he avoided his classmates so he wouldn't face their stares, but the teasing never stopped. Finally, he lost his temper and got into a fight. He was sent to the principal's office. When the principal demanded an explanation, Carson said it was an accident, but no one believed him. The principal pulled out his report card and handed it to his mother. It was filled with nothing but D's and F's. He warned her that if things didn't change soon, the school would have no choice but to expel him. On the way home, Carson was overwhelmed with guilt. He promised his mother he would never fight again, but when it came to grades, he wasn't so sure. He had already tried his hardest, and maybe his classmates were right. Maybe he really was dumb. But his mother looked him in the eyes and said firmly, "You're not dumb, my son. You are smart. You just haven't used your intelligence yet. But if you keep these grades, you'll spend your whole life scrubbing floors in a factory." Her words shook Carson to the core. He vowed to change, to prove himself to his mother. Yet no matter how hard he worked, his grades didn't improve. Then one day, his mother noticed something strange about the way he read. She soon discovered the truth. Carson was severely nearsighted. She didn't hesitate. She broke open her savings and bought him his first pair of glasses. For the first time, the words on the board came into focus. For the first time, his eyes locked onto the pages of his books. Slowly, his grades began to rise. The day he finally passed an exam, his mother's joy was beyond words. From that moment on, Carson started to love learning. He read late into the night at the library. He read in his dimly lit bedroom. He even read in the bathroom at home. Anywhere he could, he studied. Soon, his grades improved dramatically. When he brought home his very first A, he rushed home after school, eager to share the joy with his mother. But she told him calmly, "If others can do it, you can too, and you can do even better." Those words became his driving force. Carson pushed himself harder than ever. The first time he stood at the front of the class to be praised by his teacher, he felt something he had never experienced before. It lit a fire inside him. As time passed, his hunger for knowledge only grew. He became fascinated with everything, even a simple pebble on the ground. His curiosity drove him to read every book he could find about rocks. That curiosity paid off one day in science class. The teacher held up a black stone and asked if anyone knew what it was. The room was silent. Then Carson raised his hand. "It's obsidian," he said, and went on to explain how it formed. His explanation was so detailed that even the teacher learned something new. From that day on, his classmates saw him differently. After class, the teacher showed him a microscope and invited him to take a look. That single moment opened a door to a whole new world. Carson's desire to explore the unknown grew even stronger. 4 years later, the boy who once sat at the bottom of the class stood proudly at the top of his grade. His mother watched him walk across the stage to receive an award, her heart bursting with pride. After years of determination, Carson earned a place at Yale University with a full scholarship. He even met a brilliant young woman who became his girlfriend. Together, they dreamed of the future, but Carson still faced obstacles. His grades in chemistry were so poor that he had failed multiple times. If he didn't pass this time, his dream of becoming a doctor would collapse. As he struggled, his girlfriend asked him, "What's the thing you do best?" "Reading," Carson replied. "Then do what you do best," she said. "Read. Read as much as you can. You'll find the answers in those books." Carson took her advice. He studied day and night. With her help, he filled in every gap in his knowledge. When the exam finally came, the pages were filled with complex chemical formulas, but Carson's mind was ready. Answers flowed as if his pen had a life of its own. When the results were posted, his name was there. His hard work had paid off. At graduation, Carson was recommended for an interview at Johns Hopkins Hospital, a place known as the Mecca of Medicine, but it was also where countless dreams were crushed. Each year, they accepted only 2 neurosurgeons, and that year, 125 applicants competed for those spots. One question mattered most: "What makes you think you can be a brain surgeon?" Carson answered calmly. He spoke about his passion for exploring the unknown. Then he asked, "Do you believe in miracles?" "The human brain is a miracle, and I believe every person has the power to create miracles." His confidence and composure impressed the interviewers. Those were exactly the qualities a neurosurgeon needed. Carson was accepted, although he was only an intern. His heart was filled with excitement, but reality was harsh. At first, the receptionist mistook him for a janitor. Later, a senior doctor confused him for a nurse and told him to draw blood from a patient. Carson Carson checked the chart and realized the patient was severely anemic. Drawing blood could have made things worse. When he refused, the doctor saw it as a challenge to his authority. Carson was harshly scolded, though humiliated. He held his anger inside. It wasn't weakness, it was self-control, something life had taught him. Then came his chance. One night in the ER, a young man was rushed in after being struck in the head during a baseball game. His life hung by a thread, but all the neurosurgeons were away at a conference. The only doctor there was Carson, still just an intern. By rule, he wasn't allowed to operate. But as the patient's condition worsened, Carson knew he had no choice. Guided by duty, he stepped into the operating room as lead surgeon for the very first time. 4 hours, he worked with focus and precision, and in the end, he saved a life. But soon after, he was summoned to the director's office. His decision had broken hospital rules and could have put them at risk. He braced himself for punishment. Instead, the director gave him news so shocking it would change his life forever. Want to know what happened next? Follow me. The rest of the story is coming soon.